Good morning. It has been only a few short weeks since we were last at this well. Remember, sandwiched in there in Lent, those very long readings we heard? We were at the well with Jesus and the woman. How interesting it is for us to regather in a different season, in a different place and time, and re-encounter this story outside of our Lenten journey into our season of resurrection and alleluias. Notice the first thing that happens in this text. Jesus, when encountering a woman, asks for water. Jesus names a human, ordinary need. And he needs this person to help this need be met. I imagine we don't often think of Jesus needing us, the Son of God, the Messiah, in need is rarely the imagery that we encounter. Often we are the ones in need. We are the ones coming to Jesus to ask for something. But Jesus is asking something of us. What have you come here asking for? What have you come here looking for? A blessing? The laying on of hands by your bishop? The sprinkling of water? What did you come here for? What do you expect to receive? We have so many faces here that have come to encounter the sacraments of our faith, to encounter our identity of Christians and Episcopalians, and to embrace and live into that. I imagine many of you came with the thought that you are to receive something here. And you are. There will be the laying on of hands and there will be the sprinkling of water. But we come not only to receive. This text has many places in which we could get distracted. Places where we could wonder about particularities of this woman's identity, to project our own assumptions about her life, her status. That is not the point. Instead, I call us to notice the empowerment that Jesus gives to an ordinary person, such as each and every one of us, and the gift of asking to receive something from her. You who came to receive your confirmation, you who came to be received into this church, the news I have for you today is that you are not here just to receive. You were not brought here. You were not called here to merely check a box in your faith development. You are not here just so that you can serve on your vestry or whatever it is because you have this done. You are here because God is calling you to work in the world. And God is in need of you. God sees and knows this woman, knows all of her, knows her heart, her mind, her soul, as Jesus knows each and every one of us. And in seeing us and encountering us, says that we have something to give back to the world. We are taught of living water today as we celebrate this Earth Day. We who live in Western Washington know the importance of this water that surrounds us, the water of life that feeds us. But the water is not just around us, but in us. The living water that Jesus names of himself is gifted and given to this woman too. It is not kept and contained in Christ. It is not something just for us to encounter in him, but that which we receive and bear into the world. Our gospel ends with this woman leaving her jar to no longer be the ordinary water, but the living water of professing her faith, evangelizing the good news of Jesus Christ as Messiah. She is the living water. It is an extraordinary thing for us as a church to invite living water, to invite each and every one of us to be that living water, because we know and believe that the Holy Spirit is alive and well, that we as a church are meant to be living, moving, changing. While we know the comfort of still waters, we are called to not be stagnant, to allow the movement of spirit, of people, of life into our church, acknowledging the change that may come with it, acknowledging that new life means disruption. Living water is not always comforting. It can be a bit of a troublemaker. Yes, you are invited to be that living water, to stir things up, to make holy trouble in the world, to keep breathing and feeding new life into this church that we love and cherish, but that is a reflection of the kingdom of God that we are manifesting together. You are surrounded by people who have named to you, like Christ did to this woman, that they see something within you that is meant to be given back to the world. As you receive today, as you receive the good news of the Holy Spirit, as you receive the sacraments of our faith, may you notice what God is calling you to pour back out into the world. May you notice the stirrings in your heart and in your soul. The living water of our church is good and holy. And it is an honor to watch, to see the life that moves amongst all our people as we continue to keep Christ alive in our spaces and in the world. May you bear today the living water of Christ. May you be the living water of Christ. May you pour that water back into the world, wherever you may find yourselves. Amen.